Hello, my name's Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm joined today by nutritionist Louise Bell.
Hi, Dr. Cabot.
And we're talking about a really interesting subject, and that is, how often should you do a detox? Some people think, well, just once a year, when it's spring. We'll do a spring clean of our body. But actually, some people need to do it more often than that, and there are scientific reasons for that. You know, I see many people who have health problems, obviously, being a doctor, and after I give them advice, they get very enthusiastic and think, I'm going to go off and do a detox, improve my health, and they do an excellent job and they feel great, but they only do it once and they think it'll last a lifetime. Then they lose their focus, and guess what happens? The weight creeps back on, the fatigue and tired look come back, the foggy brain comes back, the aches and pains come back, and after 6 months or even less, they're back to toxic square one. So really, it is ideal to do a cleanse every 3 to 4 months, at least every 4 months. And one of the main reasons is, in this day and age, exposure of humans to toxic chemicals has grown exponentially. If you go back to the 1940s, it really was so much less. Today, we're exposed to a huge amount of toxins. And here's some statistics which I think are interesting. In 2015, around 1 in 6 of deaths around the world were linked to pollution of some kind. 1 in 6. According to the journal The Lancet, around 9 million deaths in 2015 were connected to pollution. Toxins such as lead, mercury, arsenic, asbestos, cadmium, and pesticides are found in a vast number of agricultural, industrial, and household products in Australia, and of course in other countries even more, particularly in the developing world. Exposure to these toxins can cause immediate illness, but also long-term disease. And unfortunately, many doctors are unable to identify the symptoms and don't realise that a patient is unwell because of toxic exposure. There's a lack of awareness. So we're going to talk today about how we can avoid some of those toxins, minimise our exposure, because even though we have a liver that is ostensibly able to protect us and break down all these toxins, we don't want to flog it to death. And you can get liver disease from exposure to too many toxins. I mean, for example, just look at alcohol. But a lot of these so-called environmental chemicals that are now ubiquitous, they build up in our body. And unless we do a regular cleanse, they can really adversely impact our health and increase our risk of neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's, dementia, autoimmune disease, and cancer. So, Louise, let's get some tips from you about how we can reduce our toxic exposure.
So one of the big things you can do is switch to natural cleaning products. So a lot of the cleaning products you just buy from the supermarket, they're filled with harmful chemicals and you're absorbing them through your skin, you're breathing them in through your lungs, and they're just sitting on surfaces around your house, and they're leading to inflammation in your body and causing damage to cells. So switching to natural cleaning products like vinegar and bicarb soda, lemon juice, essential oils, these types of things clean your house really well and you don't need to bother with all of these chemicals in your house. And
And
another big exposure to chemicals people don't think about is personal care and beauty products. So these products contain all these different chemicals like PEGs, parabens, SLS, aluminium, petroleum, talc, and these are in your moisturizer, your makeup, your soap, your hairspray, basically all of those products that you're using on your body on a regular basis. Unless you're sourcing natural ones, then they are contributing to damage to your body.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah, so either reduce the amount of those products that you use or source products that don't contain these harmful ones. And there's a lot more on the market these days that you can access. That won't cause damage.
And as you said, you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Cleaning products.
Yeah, and I make my own.
Yeah, do you?
Mm, wow. Yeah.
Good on you. Well, I don't use many, really. I try and just use natural things. And, you know, one very common toxin is that comes from mould. Mm. And people who live in damp homes or homes that are on the bottom of a hill, they can accumulate moulds, green moulds, black moulds, and moulds release a lot of toxins and they will easily overload your immune system. So be aware that you could be feeling unwell and getting lung infections or sinus infections from toxic mould. And this is another reason why a general regular detox is so good for you.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, it really is interesting. People are not aware enough, they're very laissez-faire about their use of cleaning products in the home. And I had one patient who was seriously ill and had chronic fatigue and came to see me, and she couldn't find out the reason. And I discovered that she had enclosed herself in her pantry and sprayed the whole pantry with insecticide without wearing a mask or gloves. Yeah.
That's terrible.
And I did some blood tests and urine tests, and she was full of toxic chemicals. And we did a detox and she recovered completely. But you really need to be aware that your skin absorbs things very well. I mean, we apply hormones in the form of creams and patches. We apply lots of different drugs, painkillers, for example, in the form of a patch. So your skin can absorb drugs very well and it can absorb toxins. So you need to protect yourself and look at using less toxic products.
Yeah, a prime example is air fresheners. People are spraying air fresheners and burning candles thinking that they're freshening up the air, but really they're just spraying toxins everywhere and you're breathing that in and absorbing it.
Yeah, well, one thing you can do is have an air filter in your home. Also, make sure that your air conditioner is clean regularly, because that can be a source of toxic mould.
Yeah.
Having an air conditioner that is not maintained properly is a very common problem. And also have lots of indoor green leafy plants, because they take in the air and they break down the toxic chemicals and turn them into harmless substances. So green plants are a little bit, have an extra liver.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a detox machine in your home.
And they look nice.
Yeah, they do. And they take the carbon dioxide and turn it into oxygen, so you have much better air quality. And people who have purchased a new home, they're very likely to be exposed to a high level of toxins from outgassing from the carpets, the plastics, the fire retardants,
furniture,
you name it.
Everything.
Yeah, so get the indoor plants. And, you know, this is something that can build up in your body over 3 or 4 months. You can build up a lot of these environmental toxins. So this is a reason to do a cleanse every 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we don't want it to get to a critical level where you have that toxic load impacting on your liver and your immune system. So, for more information, you can email us from drcabotcleanse.com or give us a call. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.